Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. I am your host, Francine Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. I am so excited to be with you tonight. As always, I am thrilled that I get the opportunity to sit down with you and chit-chat for a few minutes. Tonight, we will have a 15-minute show due to my busy schedule of today. I'm excited to share with you some exciting news, so if you just hang in there with me for the next 15 minutes, I'll get to what is going on in the wonderful world of Issues Concerning Women and my personal business. I have the great opportunity today to go to some after-work events, so I wanted to share that with you in the Hampton Roads area. But before I do that, I want to thank each and every one of you for taking the time to listen to the broadcast. If this is your first time, thank you so very much for tuning in to the show. If you're a longtime listener, thank you as well. I have some faithful followers who are constantly contacting me, sending me emails, shouting out to me on other radio stations. I really appreciate it, and I love you all so very much. So now on the personal level, and let me tell you a little bit about what's going on with me. I do a weekly radio show, and bi-weekly, I should say, on 1270 AM, the Gospel Station, and it's 15 minutes. On the first 15 minutes, the show is called Faith Break. Now, during Faith Break, what I do, I actually get to spend 15 minutes with you, and for most people, it's during their lunch hour, so they may be in their car, sitting at their desk, enjoying their lunch. I ask that you take those 15 minutes to just take a moment and to pause and put everything else on hold and take a few minutes for yourself, a few minutes to just go over and clear some of the things out that you are holding in your mind. Get them on paper and make your list of some things that you have to do for the rest of the day, or if you happen to just have been busy all that day and you hadn't had an opportunity to get everything done on your list, it's okay. You take these 15 minutes and do a faith break for you. It's like re-energizing yourself, because we have to do that from time to time. This week I have been so busy, I actually lost my voice for a couple of hours today. But it's okay, because I know that it's all in what has been ordained for me. It's all in building relationships that I need to build, about building my business, and about what I do on an everyday basis. So I try not to dwell on the negative things and just dwell on the positive. So I am just thrilled that I was able to get my voice back so that I could do my show tonight. And I actually attended the Crown Plaza Hotel in the beautiful city of Virginia Beach. It starts at 5 and is usually they say they usually get started around really about 6. They open the doors at 5, but they really get started about 6. So from 6 to 8, there is a after-work party, and it's hosted by The Messenger, and Angela Jones is the host of the event at the Crown Plaza Hotel on Bonnie Road. So it's easy to find. It's close to the interstate. You can just look it up and just hop on over. And I believe she said they do it on every Thursday night, which is great, because it's, you know, a regular routine and you have somewhere to go so you can meet some great people. I actually had the lovely experience tonight of meeting some great people. I actually met a guy who runs a jazz band, and it's called Forte. So I was really pleased to meet him. He even shared some of his music with me. And I shared a few of my verses that I had done on a song that I recorded on my phone. So he was quite impressed. So I told him that I might make his ears bleed, but of course he was very nice and very gracious enough to listen because he was a music major in school. So shout out to Forte and to Miss Angela Jones of The Messenger for hosting the meeting tonight. I also met some other lovely people there, and as weeks go on, I'm probably going to invite some of them to come on my show. But for tonight, I wanted to share other things with you that have been going on in the past week. I left that meeting, and then I headed on over to another meeting where I actually got to sit down with a group of ladies and gentlemen who presented a wonderful plan to me, and it's called Royal Neighborhood, which is a nonprofit organization which was started in 1888. Ladies, I'm telling you, our history is so great, and sometimes we don't even realize how phenomenal we and the women that have come before us and the shoulders that we stand on. You know, I'm all about rooting for women and crusading for them and being a voice for those women who cannot speak for themselves. That's why I do Issues Concerning Women. But the other reason why I do it, because I get the opportunity to go out into the community and to talk to business owners and people who have great ideas for new projects, and I enlist their services to help me do some of the things that I want to do. This program called Royal Neighborhood, which is geared towards women, there are men in the group, of course, but this gives us another avenue that we can help women with different projects throughout the community. I'm so excited about it, and I will have one of the members come on maybe next week if I can. I'm not sure because I know that my schedule is going to be tight next week. But to tell you more about it, and if you want to look it up, you can. It's called Royal Neighborhood. Now, what this women's group started in 1888 was a group of women got together and decided that they were not going to wait for a man to let them know that they could help each other and do something for each other. So what actually transpired, once these eight women got together, they started this group, and they started to do little fundraisers so that they could take care of each other, because back then men didn't think women had the brain power to be in charge of an organization or to run something. But these women met secretly, formed this group, helped each other. When one got sick, they pooled together their funds to take care of the other. And this is how their business started. And this business has been in existence since that time. So I am pleased to share that with my listeners tonight. Again, I must let you know that we have so much history, ladies. As I look at all the things that we don't know and get information about things that we should know, I definitely want to share it with you. So please go look up Royal Neighborhood, find out what it's all about. I am a member. We're going to start a Hampton Roads chapter here in Virginia Beach because it is something that is needed. There is a list of things that they do. They have scholarship money for different projects. If you head up projects, this is something that you probably want to get into. They offer some insurance policies, some whole life, and some other things. And if you don't, and if you're not an agent, a licensed agent, just to be a member is like $20 for a year. So it's an awesome program. So I will be sharing more of it with you as time permits. So those were two of the things that actually happened today. Now, last beginning of the week, and I don't want to say last week, but it was the beginning of the week, I had the opportunity to share information with some other ladies talking about immigration and the rights of the immigrants that are here, talking about how they can get their driver's licenses if they're in the country illegally. Of course, we know, ladies and gentlemen, you cannot get around the system. It was put into place for us to be obedient and to follow directions. I did find out that there are some people that are here in the state of Virginia who have passports and that they can get certain things that they need just by presenting their passports. But it is a definite problem when somebody works here, pays tax money to the state, but they can't get a driver's license. It kind of doesn't make sense to me. So I want to open a discussion about that, and we're going to have some dialogue about that on a separate program. But it's just something to, you know, ponder about tonight and to get you thinking. How many of our rights are being violated because we don't know the things that we should know? And it just doesn't matter what country you came from, how long you've been here. If you just don't know, you just don't know. So the more that I learn about these issues that affect women as well as their families and the community, I bring them to the table. I'm not a political advocate for any party because I am in the ministry and I am a woman who represents our Lord and Savior and all his people. So it doesn't matter to me if you're Republican, Democrat, Independent, Tea Party, Green Party, whatever other parties you are involved in. My main concern is that we are fair to every individual. We treat them with respect and that we love each other. Don't have to spend time with them, and we don't have to sit down and have them at our table unless we want to. But the thing here that bothers me, ladies and gentlemen, is that we have so many misconceptions about each other that we don't even take the time to learn about our brothers and sisters across the board. That's what bothers me. I don't care what they think about political things and issues of that nature. What I do care about is human beings. And everything that has been going on in our nation these last few weeks that has been brought to the forefront of killing our children, whether they are white, black, brown, or green. We don't care about what color they are. We just want the killing to stop. We know that it happens every single day, but it's been brought, and it's going to continue to be put in the limelight because people think that they have the privilege to do whatever they want to do because they have some kind of authority, so they think, over others. But my concern is not the political part of it, but about how we treat each other. That's why I do Issues Concerning Women, because I want to know how I can reach out and help another male or another female to get what they have been already ordained to do. I know I can't do everything. I'm not a cape crusader. I don't wear a cape. I do like them, though, for fashion purposes, because they are convenient, but not that kind of cape. I'm teasing you guys. But I just want us to think about who we are, what we represent, how we can make a change, and how we can look towards making a better future for our children. We talk about this all the time. We want something different to happen. Certain things are not going to happen with certain people being in certain political seats. Again, I'm not crusading for any political party. I'm just speaking the truth. Some people don't want to hear the truth, and that's why I know some people don't listen to my show, and that's fine. I'm fine with that. But I have an opinion just like everybody else. I have a voice, and I am a force to be reckoned with, and I am very humble about all that has been given to me and the responsibility that I have as a citizen, as a woman, as a mother, as a teacher, as a entrepreneur. There is so much more that we can do as individuals and then band together, and in groups we can do even more. You can't do anything by yourself. And I tell my church family that. I tell my team members that. I tell my business associates, there is nothing that you can do by yourself and then get good results. You have to team up with somebody else and know that what you are doing is for a great cause. So tonight I want to continue to ask that you pray for our country, and I don't think I've ever asked you to do that, because everybody who believes in prayer, and even if you don't, pray anyway, okay? Pray anyway. Pray for our country. Pray that a change is going to come, because we know that it will. But we also know there will be hard times, and there will be times of trouble. There will be heart and hearts. There will be people who won't speak to each other, people who actually go to church together and won't communicate with each other and break bread together. So we need to stop that, family. We just need to move on from that and try to make this world a better place while we are here. And that's our whole goal for each and every one of us, to make a difference so that it can be better for our children. And then they do the same and make it better for their children. So Tonight, I just wanted to share a few things with you that were happening in Hampton Roads. I know that we need to also share more about other things that are happening all across the country, and I will try to do that more. And I thank you all for just being there with me. I am in awe every time I go and I look at the stats that I have for Issues Concerning Women, all the people who have listened from different countries. Some may not even speak English, but maybe somebody can translate to them what we talk about. But we always want to leave on a good and high note. This weekend is a Labor Day weekend and a holiday for some. Some people do still have to work, but it's called Labor Day. And it is all about getting rest if you can, taking a day to spend with your family and friends. And if you have to work, I absolutely understand that, and I don't have a problem with that. But what I want you to do for me is to, when you see somebody that you don't know, even if they don't look, just try to be a little bit more nicer, because you don't know what that person has had to go through. You'll never know unless you walk in their shoes, and you won't be able to, because that is not possible for us to walk in everyone's shoes. But if you just can give a smile or a nod or a kind hello, it will be a better day and make a better day for someone else. So God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. If you would like to speak to me after the show, the number is 757-567-6734. Again, it's 757-567-6734. If you would like to send me an email, it is icwdirector@gmail.com. And the other information you can find on www.issuesconcerningwomen.com. God bless you all. Have a fabulous weekend. I'll be back next Thursday. This is Francine Humphrey, your host of Issues Concerning Women. God bless you.